Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We have had some warm temperatures here lately, but it is technically fall and we have cooler temperatures on the way. If you've got fall garden cleanup on your mind, Erin Stile, our horticulture specialist for consumer horticulture with ISU Extension, has a list of things that can be done to prepare your garden for winter as we get to the end of the growing season. Starting off with perennials, if you have some favorite perennials in your yard and garden, it is not necessary to clear cut those after the first freeze of the season. You can leave any leaf stems, dried flowers, and seed heads for many reasons. First of all, they'll provide more interest through the winter months. Leaving the plant material also provides an extra layer of protection for the crown and root system. The dead stems and leaves will also collect more blowing leaves and other fallen items in the yard, adding even more protection. It also provides food and protection to native pollinators, beneficial insects, and wildlife like birds through the winter months. While it is largely beneficial to leave many of these foliage items in place, there's a few exceptions. You may want to remove plant material in the fall after it has naturally died if you had any perennials with disease or insect pests during the summer, as those may overwinter in dropped leaves and come back next year. You may also want to deadhead or cut back any perennials that tend to be weedy or spread aggressively by seed, as this will keep them from spreading those dropped seeds throughout the winter and coming back in places you don't want them next spring. If you have a vegetable garden, you should probably clean that up completely at the end of the growing season. Most edible plants grown in the home vegetable garden have serious disease or pest issues that can overwinter on plant debris, which will increase their impacts on crops in subsequent years. Good fall cleanup is necessary in the vegetable garden, and you should remove all leaves, stems, fruits, and any other plant parts that drop after the first frost. Annuals should be treated much the same. Similar to the vegetable garden, a good fall cleanup here is beneficial for any containers or garden beds where annuals are grown, as this will help prevent disease and pest issues and reduce unwanted reseeding of some annual species. If you have annuals that died off early, you may consider planting cool season annuals to keep color and interest into the late fall season. You can also add evergreen boughs, ornamental seed heads, decorative branches, and other materials to these empty or sparse flower beds or containers to create interest all winter. If you have any containers that you don't plan to decorate or that are not frostproof, you want to make sure you empty and store those in a safe place to prevent cracking over the winter. And finally, if you have any woody trees and shrubs in your landscape, it may seem tempting to prune these back in the fall after they have a lot of summer growth on them, and when they start to lose leaves and you can see the structure of the tree. But it is not recommended that you prune most woody trees and shrubs in the fall. This pruning will encourage new growth, and when it's done in the fall, the new growth that develops will not be hardened off well for winter and will have winter damage, most likely damaging the tree in the process. If you do want to prune, well, it's chilly out. The best time of year to prune is late winter and early spring, usually around February through March. Many tender plants like roses or butterfly bush will have dieback during the winter due to frost and other cold temperatures. During mild winters, that dieback will be less severe, so leaving all wood in place allows for more of the plant to potentially make it through the winter and for you to start with a larger plant the following spring. Wait until new growth begins to emerge in spring and prune back those tender woody plants to the live tissue line where the frost kill ended. Something else to keep in mind during the winter months with those woody trees and shrubs is that oftentimes when food is scarce, rabbits and other small browsers will chew and strip bark from woody plants. If you have young plants or tender plants, you may want to protect them. You can wrap young trees at least 36 inches up the trunk with a tree wrap in late fall, and then remove this protection in spring. Adding tree wrap also has the added benefit of protecting young trees from sun scald, which can cause thin bark to split and crack on those unusually sunny and warm winter days. If you're worried about deer browsing and antler rubbing, you can place cages or stakes around young trees. They must be at least 4 foot tall to prevent antler rubbing. Cages can also prevent damage from rabbits and rodents. You can use rebar posts and 36-inch tall chicken wire pinned to the ground when needed to keep those rabbits and rodents from digging underneath to get to your plants. Again, you want to make sure that fencing is at least 3 foot tall as oftentimes snowdrifts will allow animals to walk over shorter fencing. If you'd like more information, you can check out many of our ISU Extension publications, including one on fall planting, fall lawn care, and planting spring flowering bulbs. We also have a publication with a checklist of tasks that can be done in the garden throughout the year. Be sure and check those out on the ISU Extension store. And finally, I want to invite you to join us tonight, Wednesday, September 29th at 6:30 p.m. We will be joining our partners at Cass Health, Healthy Cass County, and Senior Life Solutions for our Suicide Awareness Community Walk. The month of September is Suicide Awareness Month, and we are proud to partner with these local folks to bring awareness to a topic that oftentimes hits way too close to home. Folks who live in rural areas and are engaged in agriculture operations are actually at a higher risk of suicide than the general population. So this is an issue that is very near and dear to our hearts and very important locally. Again, we invite you to join us tonight. We'll be out at the Shilbury Recreation Area, starting our walk from the Rotary Shelter. We'll have some snacks and there. We'll have some speakers and we'll have a lighted pathway lit up for you to walk, talk, and connect with folks as we remember those in our community who have been impacted by suicide and build a community of support around those folks and also bring awareness to many of the resources for both those suffering from mental health issues and those who have been impacted by suicide. Be sure to join us tonight. We'll be out at the Rotary Shelter at 6:30 p.m. and we hope to see you there. For more information on upcoming events and activities here in Cass County, we invite you to check out the Cass County Extension Facebook page or Instagram page. Find us on our website for lots of resources. You can also give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.